Hey, it's G-Paw, here with a TDD pro tip. I advocate against automated macro tests, those whose base is an entire or nearly entire running program, as their cost is high and their benefit is doubtful. There's a bewildering variety of terminology out there around what I'm calling macro tests, so let's poke around a little. The central idea of macro tests is that we write code that launches an entire subject program and probes its behavior from the outside. There are often multiple programs in play. Macro tests sometimes launch all the programs and sometimes assume implicit manual starts. A typical example, firing up a web server and browsing to it, then using something like Selenium to launch a browser and bounce through pages and look at results. Another example, we have written two programs, one of which is the firmware on our new hardware, and one of which is the monitor/control program on a desktop. We fire up both programs and run tests by giving the monitor control program directions. My case against macro tests stands on two legs. One, the cost of making them is normally extremely high. Two, the benefit of having them, where it actually exists, can normally be obtained in other cheaper ways. Now please, nota bene, normally, there are exceptions, and we'll mention them. One part of the macro test cost is inherent in the nature of program as a concept. Program is a large package of code that runs in the context of an operating system, and is visible to and invocable by that operating system. There are lots of boxes in code, functions, to objects, to modules, to processes, to programs, to computers. The order there is significant, as it represents magnitude on three different dimensions at once: size, opacity, and control. Each of these dimensions correlates with difficulty in testing. Programs are large. For many applications, they're the biggest box involved. Follow-on consequences to this: they are comparatively slow to start and stop. They are comparatively complex with many options and sub-behaviors. Programs are opaque. Most do their work by hiding the majority of their operation from view. Even when they expose function and data, it is often exposed in ways that are difficult for machines to see. Witness the many complex variants of screen scraper and stream parser. Programs are clumsy. It's like being opaque, but it's being inaccessible to input and control, setting up test data sets and invoking the function we wish to test. Programs, by design, expose production function in a production context, not testing function in a testing context. All this adds up to cost. Writing the test code that works around all this, size, opacity, and clumsiness, this is not a trivial task. In fact, people who are capable of doing all that are even more rare than people who can write the production code in the first place. There are mitigations deriving from either our will as programmers or our actual application domain, and we should consider them. If enough mitigations add up just right, they can create exceptions to the general statement about the cost of macro testing. The StarNix family of operating systems is based around operators that are programs communicating through streams. That domain is much friendlier to testing than most. Secondly, I'm a big advocate for the steerability premise, the idea that tests and testability are first-class participants in design. If we build the code to be tested at the program level, we can also mitigate our difficulty. A dozen years ago, for instance, Emily and Jeff Baish made a splash in the XP world by showing a pretty sophisticated macro testing approach that involved inventing what we now call a DSL at the top but one level of their app. That same DSL was capable of specifying 100% of the input data as well. We'll come back to this idea because it's a form of the chaining premise at work, and we'll see it when we argue that we can get the same benefit in a different way. A third possible mitigation? I'm hearing a lot of microservice Lambda folks suggesting that this architecture, precisely because it makes programs so small on those three dimensions, is far easier to test. For now, color me skeptical, but could be convinced with a real project. All these mitigations are possible, and likely some more beyond that, and if they line up just so, the cost leg of my argument goes down in strength. But I want to stress that none of these are really the general majority case in the trade today. Skilled designers and developers can do amazing things. Sadly, the demand for them far outstrips the supply. I don't advocate widespread adoption of technique requiring high levels of mastery until we invest in getting widespread high levels of mastery. Secondly, domains can mitigate, but domains vary dramatically. The overwhelming majority of the software written today is in twin domains that are radically different: website plus database apps and firmware control software. If your domain doesn't help you with this, well, it just doesn't. And the benefit we get from them? Some of the claimed benefit is high, some low, some frankly nonsense. But the second leg of my argument is that most of it can be obtained using far cheaper methods. There are three reasons to write tests at all, at any scope, against any production code. 1, confidence. 2, productivity. 3, design. They intertwingle, each affects and supports the other, like a tensegrity sculpture. Tests give us confidence that our production code does what we made it to do. It does this by setting up variant settings, invoking commands, and probing the results. Tests give us productivity because they narrow mental bandwidth requirements. They're machine-readable for stability, and they serve as side-by-side executable documents. Tests give us design because, somewhat to our surprise, it turns out that the theoretical design principles we've learned in 60 years drive us to certain designs, and so do the pragmatic coding behaviors we use when we're maximizing tests and testability. It's one target, and it's two paths. My contention here is that all three of those benefits, confidence, productivity, and design, can be achieved by developing our code using tests that have far lower costs than macro tests. In the case of productivity, the actual benefit is dramatically increased. Time to introduce what I call the chaining premise. Sometimes I call it the parts premise. Test a chain by testing every link. It is the deep underpinning argument for smaller scale tests. So small, in fact, that I coined the term microtest many years ago to capture the idea. At its simplest, go to the bottom of the dependency stack. If Y depends only on Z, and we have high confidence that Z does exactly what we want, we can transfer that confidence to Y by testing only the YZ link. Repeat that with XY and again and again and again until we get to A. Of course, that's the simple take, and as such, it's a caricature. Real programming in real life presents lots of oddities and variations. Recognizing them and learning how to deal with them is why TDD is such a rich and difficult subject for study and experience. Although in my experience, as tricky as it is to get very strong at TDD, there is a path to it that allows us to harvest value all along the way from noob to master. No such path seems to exist for approaches that seem to depend for their value on already having mastery. I'm running long, so I'm going to dispense pretty quickly with confidence in design and turn to productivity. As I say, they're intertwined anyway. The key insight of the chaining premise isn't that we trust the part at the bottom. But if we trust any component in a dependency tree fully, we can grow that confidence to cover any other component that depends on it. If we pile up enough confidence in our individual components, we pile up a great deal of, if not the exact equal of, any confidence given to us by a macro test. As for design, the truth of the matter is that macro tests enforce design at the macro level. When programs were small, single-function, one-dependency, one-geek operations, the macro tests had a higher impact on design. But programs aren't that anymore. The app you're using to read or hear this thread has hundreds of components in it, and it's, face it, one of the smallest apps you're going to use today. Most of them have dependency trees with thousands of components. Large-scale design impact is not enough design impact. Now for productivity. We touched on the fundamental idea here before in the context of the TDD path to mastery, continuous ongoing harvest of value. Microtests close the boxes they're applied to as they're applied. That closure, that persistent settling of the matter of confidence on that particular box, creates immense impact on productivity. When we program computers, the hard part is the thinking. It's not the typing, and after the first year or so, it's not the language or the libraries. It's the thinking about the domain, about modeling it, about composition and decomposition. And we have ample evidence that the more things we have to think about, the less productive we are in the thinking. When I close off one of these boxes, I am reducing my mental bandwidth requirement, literally the number of things I have to think about. The effect on my productivity is stunning, and it compounds. The more that closure, that confidence in that design, we get along the way, the faster we go. So now you see the argument unfolded. I don't use microtests unless I have no other choice, because their cost is very high and the benefit I get from them can be obtained in other cheaper ways, ways that have actually better benefit in some areas. Now, there's details, lots and lots, and I could go on at great length. I have, in fact, gone on so already. Check gpawhill.org, especially the TDD category. In particular, there are a couple of key videos, one describing my five TDD premises and one debunking the lump of coding fallacy. Look those up. It's Tuesday afternoon, and to be honest, I got too much whip going on, too much mental bandwidth requirement. I wish I had, and I hope you can get the narrow bandwidth requirements you need for your best performance. I'm off to go look for mine. I'm G-Paw. Thanks for listening.